Newmarket Aurora MP Tony Van Bynen has backed a letter calling out universities for treatment of those speaking out on the conflict in Gaza. Along with 12 other Liberal and Green MPs, Van Bynen signed a letter requesting answers from university presidents on how they are safeguarding freedom of expression and addressing Islamophobia and antisemitism. The letter raises concern about universities punishing those who speak out regarding the Middle East conflict, highlighting that vilification of the Palestinian people and stigmatization of those advocating for their legitimate aspirations are commonplace. Van Bynen said he is highly concerned about the rise of hate across Canada, particularly anti-Semitism, Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate. All students have a right to feel safe at school. That's why I signed this letter, Van Bynen said on social media. The letter headed by Brampton Centre Liberal MP Shafkat Ali addresses 27 university presidents and said that the rise in hatred is impacting universities. While the letter praises the efforts of universities to address anti-Semitism and support Jewish students and staff, it said that Palestinian people and those advocating for Palestine are also in need of help. It further raised issues with students and staff at universities who may face consequences for their views on the conflict. We are deeply concerned about members of the university community being profiled, reprimanded, and in some cases, disciplined, for the exercise of legitimate freedom of speech, expression and association, the letter said in part. The letter asks universities to respond by February 26 to questions including how universities are addressing discrimination, how they ensure freedom of speech and assembly concerning the Middle East conflict, and whether universities will commit to engaging with student and staff unions to facilitate open dialogue. The MP letter was met with praise by the National Council of Canadian Muslims. We look forward to continued engagement with post-secondary institutions to stand against all forms of hate and for academic freedom, the organization said. Universities have faced conflict over Israel and Palestine in recent months. At York University, student leaders and administration clashed with competing statements in November following Hamas's deadly October 7 attack on Israel and the subsequent deadly attacks by Israel on Gaza. The student expressed solidarity with Palestine, also calling the October 7 attack a strong act of resistance. That statement was met with the administration demanding the resignation of student leaders. Another York Region Liberal MP, Markham Unionville's Paul Chang, also signed the letter from MPs. With files from the Canadian Press.